Good morning. As part of our international student podcasts, today we will be hearing from Nia Braithwaite, a third-year law student. Nia, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Nia, where are you from and what did you study before you came to Kent?
Well, I'm actually from Barbados and I studied chemistry, biology, physics, sociology, and yeah, basically a lot of sciences.
Why did you choose to study at University of Kent?
Well, actually, at my school, Harrison College, my secondary school, there was a presentation by, I think it was Jenny Atherton, and she's a representative that comes to Barbados and talks about the university, and she really made it sound good. So then I did some more research on my own, went on the website. I saw a video about, like, what Kent means and what does critical mean and, like, how you can see the world differently, and I was really inspired, so I chose Kent.
And you chose law?
I chose law, yeah.
Why did you choose law?
Actually, I've always been into politics and, like, policy, but they actually, in sixth form, I wanted to be a doctor. And I changed my mind really late, in, like, May or something, and I was like, okay, no, I want to be a lawyer, so I chose law.
When did you start preparing your application?
Really late in May, right before examinations, yeah.
Any tips or recommendations for people preparing their applications?
Well, I would say try to start earlier than me, for sure. Start early and try to get help. I know, for instance, Jenny Atherton, the same person I was talking about, she offers a service where she helps you to apply. So you can, like, Google her and she's going to help you out with your whole application process.
And that's UKESC, actually.
UKESC, yes. Yeah.
So your law studies, what modules have you enjoyed the most?
Actually, all the ones I chose myself. So I really enjoyed, I think the best one for me was the law clinic module, because I actually got to see how the law works in real life and help actual people. So that was good. But I also liked the international law modules. I did like three of them, human rights and use of force and principles and sources. But I also like the gender, sexuality and law and like other not necessarily traditionally legal modules.
Tell me a bit more about the law clinic. How does that work?
So pretty much students are able to volunteer at the law clinic. You can do it voluntarily or you can take a module and be assessed on your work in the law clinic. So you can be a student receptionist as a volunteer. You can go to advice meetings in the community center where lawyers from the community give out their time to give advice to people in the community. And you can watch them and help them out. But on the other hand, you can also take on the case yourself. So the law clinic offers free legal advice to people in Kent that have different issues like immigration or housing or benefits. And a student is assigned to a case and they basically do the case, a lot of it on their own, but it's supervised, very heavily supervised.
And did you take on a case then?
Yeah, I took on actually three, because in my second year, I did the law clinic module, the general module, and I did an asylum case, and then I did a probate case. And then in this year, I did another immigration case because I did the immigration module. And there was an option to actually take a case again, so I took it.
Oh, and how did you find that, the immigration case?
Oh, it was very, very difficult, I think. I think the issues themselves are very difficult because obviously it's a very sensitive topic and the law is very complicated. It keeps changing all the time, but it's very rewarding when you see somebody who came from like a war-torn country that can come and get help here in the UK from a student. I thought it was really inspiring.
And did you find that you learn how law is actually practiced?
Yes, it is.
It's
very different. Because you think the law, okay, these are the legal rules, this is the law, this is how you should apply it. It's not really the case. Because then you have people's emotions and then you have like various considerations that you would not have thought about if you had just done the theory.
And what other skills did you learn from doing that module?
Like client interviewing skills, for sure. You need to know what it is you want from the client because you don't have much time. Oftentimes in immigration cases, there are deadlines. So you need to learn time management skills, client interviewing skills. You need to learn research skills and how to like come across as confident to clients because they don't want to see a nervous advisor.
Yeah, sure.
Basically.
Which modules did you least enjoy?
I think probably land law. It was not my thing, but I got through it, so.
Why didn't you enjoy that?
I think because I'm more interested in people and people's issues, not necessarily property issues. So I think maybe that's where my interests sort of diverged, but it was interesting in a way because they taught you how ownership and the law is not necessarily what you think it is.
Let's talk about accommodation. Where did you live in your first year?
In my first year, I lived in the Parkwood House. I shared with five other students and they were Yeah, 5-6 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
How did you find that?
It was a bit challenging for me because I'm an only child, and to have to share with like 5 other people, that was a bit much for me. So it wasn't necessarily the best experience, but I enjoyed it.
And what did you do in your second and third year?
I found my own accommodation, in the city centre, and then, well, near to the city centre. Yeah.
And how did you find that accommodation? Did anyone help you?
Yeah, I asked at the student union, and I also, checked some online websites, and I had more success.
Did you live by yourself?
I live by myself, yeah.
And what about the links from the city centre to the university? How was that?
There weren't any buses 24 hours, but no, throughout the term time, there are buses 24 hours that you can get from the city centre to the university, so it's not very difficult. You can get a yearly bus pass or a weekly bus pass, and you get student discounts as well. So,
and what do you think is the main difference between living in the UK, Canterbury, and where you're from?
I think maybe people are a bit more reserved here because people are really open and colourful and expressive in Barbados. So you never have to doubt what people are thinking, they just tell you. But I think people here are a bit more reserved and really, really polite. So I think it might come across as standoffish at first, but when you understand where they're coming from, then it becomes easier.
And did you do any work experience while you were here?
Well, actually, a few weeks ago, I did shadowing. I did marshalling. Basically, that is shadowing the judge. I did it at the Canterbury Court. And next week, I'm going to be doing a mini pupillage at a chambers in Canterbury. And then a few weeks after, I'm going to be doing a mini pupillage in a chambers in London.
And how do you think studying at Kent has benefited you personally and professionally?
Well, professionally, for sure, I can say the work experience because most of it I got through Kent itself. So one of the mini pupillages I got through the employability point scheme. So basically, you throughout your life at Kent, you can log all the extracurricular activities you did and you get points for each. And at the end of your year, or maybe even at the end of your entire academic career, you add the points together and then you apply and they basically invite you to interviews. So that's how I got one of my mini privileges. I got an interview because of my points that I got on the scheme. But then also in terms of professionally, they also have many extracurricular activities you can do. I can only speak for the law school, but I know they are also organized things like negotiation, mediation, client interviewing, mooting, mock trials, things that actually teach you the soft skills you need. Personally, I think it's really improved my outlook on the role and what I think is possible because I didn't think lots of things were possible. I never thought of things in a certain way before. Mm. It taught me the way how to think differently and to see things differently.
And can you give me an example of that?
So in terms of the law, I always thought, there was the law, then you just apply the law and then your results. But then they taught me actually you don't have to just think of the law as it's written. You can think about how it can be improved, and I think that's something that I wouldn't necessarily have thought of that I was in my power to do, to think about how you can improve the law. But that's something they really teach you, how to challenge things that are taken for granted, and I wouldn't have done that before.
And what makes you feel proud about having studied at the University of Kent?
Well, I really like the fact that it keeps raising in the rankings for sure, because it does look good on your CV, and that's not the only thing, but it is important. Sometimes appearances are sometimes important, and I also like the fact that lots of our academics are actually slightly activists, so they're interested in social change and social improvement, how to make society around you better, and I like that about Kent.
And what would you say to recommend the university?
I would say if you're somebody who is intellectually curious and who likes to think outside the box and who likes to give their opinions and appreciates having them challenged, I think Kent is the place for you.
And Nia, you've actually received your results, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And what did you get?
I got a first class honours, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been really nice speaking to you.
Nice
and
speaking to you too.
We here at Kent University wish you the very best of luck in the future.
Okay, thank you.
And hope to see you again soon.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you.